He always will have a place to come.
By the way, how are your grades? I didn't ask you that.
It's different. Like, I don't think my grades are bad. Like, for example, if we can test, I think, like, my lowest was, like, a 3.5 out of 4.
He's doing good. And it was because of the language. Yeah, he's doing good.
I think the hardest thing for me is the homework. Because in homework in Spain, it was, like, if classes were, like, 50 minutes, it will be 40 minutes of pages, like, reading, and then 10 minutes of, okay, do this homework. You don't finish it, you do it home. But here it's, like, okay, we're going to do this for 4 days. I'm not used to that. I've never done that.
I was in the National Honor Society. Proof, you don't need to do homework because I never did it. And my grades were so-so, and I still got into the National Honor Society. You enjoy the rest of your school year here.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure having you here.
I hope you have a great year.
Yeah. Pleasure having you here. Thank you very much, Asir. And thank you, Melissa, for bringing us here in today.
Thank you, John. Do
you have any
more?
There's two. You have any more at home?
No more foreign exchange students, always lots of excitement.
Well, that is very nice of you. I'm a very selfish person, but that's very nice of you. I give gift cards to the garbage man. That's about the best that I do. It's 8:01, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJ. Let's check news at the top of the hour. Let's do it.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker.
I just heard this squeal and, like, the rev of an engine and sound of crunching metal.
A witness to the New Orleans New Year's Day truck attack that left at least 15 dead and more than 30 injured. From New Orleans, CBS's Michelle Miller has more.
Officials have identified the attacker as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, an American-born citizen and resident of Houston, Texas. He is a graduate of Georgia State University. He was also a U.S. military veteran who had deployed to Afghanistan in 2009. The FBI says Jabbar might not have acted alone during the attack.
That possibility has Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill suggesting that the Sugar Bowl be postponed yet another day, telling CBS Mornings.
That information's still unknown. The locations of these individuals still unknown. I think there are just a lot of outstanding questions, and there are still thousands of people in New Orleans who came to see the football game.
So far, it appears kickoff will take place later today. Sherelle Robinson lost her cousin in the attack.
His whole life ahead of him. Whole life ahead of him. This hurts. This is terrible. And, like, we want as much justice for him as we possibly can get.
CBS News has learned that the Tesla truck that caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel yesterday was rented to Matthew Allen Livelsberger, an active duty U.S. Army soldier. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has more.
Now authorities are looking into several parallels between this incident and the attack in New Orleans. Besides the timing on New Year's Day, both involved trucks that were rented from the app, and both did involve U.S.-born military service members who served in Afghanistan around the same time.
The driver died in the Las Vegas blast. 7 people nearby were wounded. Also under investigation, a New Year's Eve explosion in Honolulu, apparently involving illegal fireworks that left at least 3 people dead. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
It's very likely we will be proposing penalties that will be Class C felonies for anything over 50 pounds of fireworks. We'll debate that at the legislature.
A new year and a new work regime at Amazon. CBS's Christopher Cruz has that.
Work from home ends for employees of the big online retailer. Amazon says employees will have assigned desks like they did before the pandemic, and they won't have a hybrid work schedule combining work from home and work from the office days. They'll have to be in the office 5 days a week.
And Wall Street reopens in a little while for its first trading session of 2025. Ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are currently up 188 points. S&P futures up 20. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. A house fire in the 3400 block of 8th Avenue caused about $93,000 in damage New Year's Eve. According to a news release from the Racine Fire Department, firefighters got to the single-story home about 3:40 in the morning. The fire in the basement was controlled quickly. Nobody was in the home at the time. Ralph Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County Executive on New Year's Eve. Racine County DA Tricia Hansen administered administered the oath of office in a ceremony at the Ives Grove office complex. Malicki brings over three decades of community service experience to the position. He fills the seat left vacant by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave back in June. Work expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center that will feature 10 industrial buildings. That's what's happening in news this morning. We have news for you twice an hour, the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand at WRJN.com. In the Radio Park newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, we got to just gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 20s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 16. Tomorrow, sunshine 23 on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high right around 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Bought a new cell phone, which means a new version should be released very shortly. I never time it right. Whenever I buy a phone, the next week, people are like, oh, yeah, they released a new version. The one you bought is now free. And these phones are not cheap. We've become numb to the price of these cell phones. Like, well, that's how much I spent on my engagement ring. There's pressure to get a new phone, right? There's that manufactured old phone shame. We've all been there. You're like, I got the iPhone 7. What a loser. Where'd you get that? The Smithsonian? Does the camera on that phone use film? That's the only thing they improve on the phone, is the camera, right? And then they try and convince us we need the new phone. They're like, oh, this new phone's unbelievable. It's got four lenses, 5 million megapixels. You can shoot a feature film. I just need to text my wife.
Slowly got you.
and the Beatles changed their sound. Yeah. Remember, they were all top 40-ish and bubblegummy, and then they changed their sound to that. Come together, the Beatles, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:12, looking for a partly sunny day today. It's nice out there now. Highs near 30. Look for becoming clear skies tonight. Lows around 16. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 24. Saturday, sunny with a high near 22. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 26. Right now, cloudy. Well, looks sunny out there to me. I'm going to say sunny and 24 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, scientists have found a direct connection between the amount of money people give away and how long they live. They believe it's because generous people build better social connections, and those people make their lives healthier, happier, and they live longer. And if you don't think that's true, one of the most generous people I've ever heard of was President Jimmy Carter. He just passed away at 100. So maybe there's something to that generosity thing, huh? It's 8:13, local news, timeless hits. Ah, Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming.
Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down, and I'm in a trouble, and I'm about to drown. Just hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. I'm on my way, you're covered. If you get cold, yeah, I will be your cover. Don't have to worry, cause I'm here. Don't need to suffer, baby, cause I'm here. Just hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Look at it. Reach out to me for satisfaction, yeah.
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
My love lightning is striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, she's in my mind.
cowboy in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
Christy doing his best falsetto and lightning strikes. 818 local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 30. Right now, sunny and 24 degrees right here at Radio Park. Have you ever had a roommate with a really weird habit? Like this roommate, she was a woman who only used forks, even to eat the soup and cereal. And then there was a roommate who left used dental floss all over the living room. Now, that's just plain disgusting.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The smarter way.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
WRJN.
Wanna go home where I belong, 'cause now I'm just alone. I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home or maybe stay out on my own. I'm a lonely teenager. I'd love to go back home.
stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong. Oh, now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home. Just let me go back home.
I'd love to go back home where I belong. I know I'll be alright if I stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home.
Lonely teenager.
Please let me go back home.
Lonely.
Dion of the Belmonts, Lonely Teenager. It's 8:24. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Time for moron news. Guy in Pennsylvania applied for a job at a pizza shop, and then he stole the tip jar and ran off. But the idiot filled out the application with his real information on it. The employees passed that along to the cops. They tracked him down, and they arrested him. What's the matter with these people? They're so stupid.
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Turtles, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you plan a vacation soon as a couple, here are some tips to avoid fighting. Choose a destination you'll both enjoy. If you do start fighting, suggest putting it on hold till you get home. Yeah, that's going to work. And don't feel like you have to spend every minute together. Now, if you're going on a road trip, that's going to be hard because you're locked in a car together. And you kind of do have to spend every minute together, don't you? Let's check news in the morning. In for Stewart, here's Chris.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stewart J. Waddles. Pleasant Prairie continues their tradition of the 12th Night Holiday Tree Bonfire coming up on Monday. It's a celebration dating back to 1980. The free event takes place at Lake Andrea and offers community members a very unique opportunity to bid farewell to the holiday season with hot beverages, fire pits, and a huge holiday tree bonfire at the park. A funeral planned Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the whole state knew his name after he cast the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said they would temporarily stop construction on parts of their $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. The company says they need to redefine the design. The tech giant has talked about a $3.3 billion investment and over 2,500 construction jobs in Racine County. And if you're interested in running for local nonpartisan office this spring, now is the time to get your paperwork in to get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election. You'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in candidate up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. And that's news on WRJN this morning. We do have news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or anytime on demand at WRJN.com. Chris Morrow in for Stewart J. Waddles.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 20s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 16. Tomorrow, sunshine 23 on Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high right around 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You guys remember in the 90s when you could just win an argument with a lie? Good times. I am not going to the library to look that up. And if a debate ever got really heated in the 90s and people wanted to find out if you're telling the truth, they would just be like, do you swear to God? And if you did swear to God, it was the ultimate affirmation. Everyone would be like, relax, we believe you now. No way you'd bring God into this if you're lying through your teeth. That's so much harder now. You fast forward to the present day, you say anything remotely crazy, your friend's already on his cell phone going, keep talking, dude. That sounds suspect. I'm about to prove you wrong instantly in front of all these people at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Don Rosen in the morning.
the Beatles, From Me to You. Hard to believe that was the flip side to a song, Please, Please Me. 8:35, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, here are five times it is perfectly okay to send back food at a restaurant when there's a foreign object in it, like a hair, and it's not your hair, when there's an ingredient you're allergic to, when it's not what you ordered, when it's undercooked or overcooked, and when something's supposed to be hot and it comes cold. We used to have a young lady working here. We used to go out to lunch a lot. This is back in the 90s, I guess. We used to go out to lunch. And she was never happy with her food, so she'd have it sent back a lot. And I once said to her, please, do me a favor. Don't send your food back until mine is sitting on the table. Because I don't want retribution on my food because you sent it back. And she said, okay. Well, she continued to do it. And I said, do not send yours back until mine is. I wanted to eat the first, you know, bite of my sandwich before you send yours back. Because I don't want a foreign object in my food. And who knows what that foreign object can be, huh? All right. 8:36. Partly sunny right now. It's 23 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her.
Shannon, hats off to Larry. It's 8:41, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. I don't know if I buy this, but the smarter you are, the more likely you are to walk around the house naked, according to a new study. Okay. Maybe it is true. All right, build me up, buttercup. These are the foundations. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
planet. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They'll up upside down. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Fuck on the nighttime.
It's a time to brew.
All time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Fuck on the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
They have up upside down. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. It's 8:47, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, looking for a new job this year? According to this study, the five deadliest jobs in America: underwater welder, astronaut, logger, fisherman, and pilot. What about the disc jockey? You'd think that would be one of the most dangerous jobs listed. I mean, what if we hit the wrong songs? We get a lot of people angry at us. Or I'm afraid to go outside if I hit the wrong button. So, you know, it's kind of dangerous, yeah. Underwater welder. Try being a disc jockey. Yeah, it's real dangerous. Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me at WRJN.
If you really love me, don't you tell me. You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
ACT, Aretha, respect. Local news, Tam Lasitz, WRJN. It's 8:52 on a Thursday morning. I know a lot of people waking up this morning say, isn't it Monday? No, it's Thursday. Means tomorrow is your last day before the weekend. Now, that's good. All right, Career Builder put out a new list of the dumbest things companies have seen on resumes, like some person who put every sentence with a different font. Someone listed their extensive arrest record, and someone who felt it was necessary to note on the resume they don't like babies and they don't like puppies. Hi. If I live to be 120 years old, I'll never understand human beings. Merrily Rush, Angel of the Morning on WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Angel of the Morning, 8:56, local news, Tam Lasitz here at WRJN. All right, we found a couple of ways here to be indispensable at your job. Translation, here's how to keep from getting fired. You work on vital projects that have high visibility so everyone sees you doing it. Make your boss's priorities your priorities. Boost your skill levels. Update your resume so you're ready when opportunities arise. And make sure you get some good dirt on the boss. No, that last one, it'll work, but I don't recommend that. 8:56, local news, timeless hits with the Rascals here at WRJN. I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. When the past been coming gone, I feel like I can't go on. I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely.
As I look back, I can see me lost and searching. Now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Half a lap. All my trouble been torn in half.
me now. Is it worth the time I've waited? She was all I need to make me see.
I've been lonely too long. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you Friday morning. We're talking about movies tomorrow morning at 7:30 with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We'll talk about the hits of last year and the misses of last year. Nobody goes out to make a bad movie, but it does happen. And we'll find out the hits and misses. We'll talk about, there are no new movies coming out this weekend, but Brett's going to talk about some other movie news that you might find interesting. That's at 7:35 tomorrow morning. Thanks for joining me. I am Don Rosen. Coming up next, Dan Marcus, 9 o'clock, right on the dot now. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. 15 dead in New Orleans, more than 30 injured by a truck attacker with improvised explosive devices planted at the scene. Now the search is on for accomplices.
We had some information yesterday about the placement of the IEDs and the timing of placement of the IEDs. There was a house fire early in the morning, but later than the timing of the event at 3 a.m. And so, you know, we have good reason to believe that there were multiple people that were involved.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell on CBS Mornings. 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. veteran, and we now.